Hey, thanks for tuning in to Molloy Monday to Friday on Triple M and through the Listener app as well. Something of a Friday staple is Clown of the Week, thanks to Karcher. Who was clowned on Friday? Let's find out.
There are many contenders.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Juicy.
Briggerton.
We've just got to work on that landing a little.
And who will it be this week?
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry.
Time to reveal.
Diabolical behaviour.
Clown of the Week for the Karcher Tradie Back. Made tough, made for tradies. Yeah. Takes whatever you can throw at it.
Oh, bang. Love them. Does it ever. Guess what? I'm going to get one of those for Mum for Mother's Day. So she, for
the prize cupboard.
Cleaning up my house.
Well, you know, the gardens, I tell you what, these Karcher
Tradie Bags. You can suck up anything.
Absolutely. You can do water with it. So if you've got like a, you know, pool of water in your build or whatever, up it comes, anything,
so,
mate.
So could I pinch your pool water?
Well, you probably could take
well,
that.
Well, I will.
Well, it's specifically made for tradies, so it's probably not.
Hey, but, you know, excuse me, Dave.
What?
I am Mr. Fix-It.
Are you? What have you fixed lately?
Well, I knocked a fire alarm off my roof just this week.
True story.
It's a true story. You can clown me.
Yeah, well, I will.
This is a true story.
Let's hear it.
1 o'clock in the morning, a fire alarm, not fire, smoke alarm starts going.
You know, the battery
I've got history with this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I once moved out of my apartment, once moved out of my house into a hotel because I
couldn't change it. Which, by the way, they're battery powered.
Yeah, whatever, Dave.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
You lost me at battery. So anyway, so this week, so I,
it went
1 o'clock in the morning, and it's on, I'm in a warehouse, and I couldn't get it. It's up on the roof,
okay.
And it's really annoying me now. So then I turned the TV on and set it to Country and Western Channel
okay.
And turned that up.
Nice and loud.
Still hearing it
could
over the top of the Country and Western.
Yeah, because they're pretty ear. That's the design.
Then I've got
it.
A pillow, and I'm like, then I've stuffed two tissues in my ears.
Pillow, tissues,
and then it was, so I could still hear it. So at about 5 in the morning, I run out, I grab a broom, I stand on my dining room table, I'm naked with two tissues coming out of my ears.
Hello,
as
ladies.
I attack a fire, a smoke alarm, with a broom, which is now busted.
Did you get the smoke?
So I did.
Oh.
I did. And then it's now smashed on the floor, but because I'd broken the broom, I couldn't clean it up. So I went back to bed. Anyway,
wow.
That's,
if you
so
like
what do
a
I need? The
Karcher.
If I had the Karcher vacuum.
That's it. The Karcher vacuum would it's ideal for dirt, liquid, coarse dirt, dust, durable, powerful, German engineering as well. We've got a couple of these to give away to our callers too.
Okay.
So we've got a clown.
So 133353, get involved. Can I start?
What do you got?
What about the man from Sydney, who they contact traced.
Oh, the spreader.
And found he went to nothing but barbecue shops. You got him?
Here's where he's been.
He attended a film, The Courier, the Event Cinema in Bondi Junction, on Friday the 30th of April. In the Rushcutters Bay, we've got the Figo restaurant, got Silverwater, Joe's Barbecues and Heating, Silverwater, Tucker's Barbecue, Annandale, Barbecues Galore, and Casula, Barbecues Galore, The Crossroads, Saturday the 1st of May, and Bondi Junction at the Meat Store on Sunday the 2nd of May.
There you go. We were speculating it could be Matt Preston.
Could have been. That's right.
Let me see, Ian Hewitson, Craig Parry.
Craig could be
Craig Parry. Scotty Camp could be Scotty Camp.
Oh, he'd like meat, wouldn't he?
Well, he's a meat eater.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a carnivore.
He's a tradie.
He's got a pub in his house. He's got a.
I know, with the tap and everything. Could be Kyle Sanderlands. Well,
he's
a fuller figure.
What? Okay, I'm the bad guy, am I?
I can't attest to his taste in food.
Okay.
Hey, anyway, we've given you a few options. Well done to that man for getting out. What about this old duck who really annoyed me this week? The world's oldest person, 118-year-old Kane Tanaka, for her selfish decision to pull out of the Olympic torch relay.
And she's 118.
She's 118, and she's let herself down. She's let Japan down. She's let the Olympic spirit down. I don't think I can look at the
why moment. Is she not doing it? Because she could catch the Rona.
She could catch COVID. It's
right.
It's an outbreak, and five people have already held the torch is a super spreader. So
you touch it,
anyway,
you pass
you touch
it on.
It's just like handing it past the parcel with a...
well,
with
I think 118, that's fair enough.
118, you selfish old cow. You know, give something back.
Come on.
Well, you get her a motorised scooter. You should do it on a motorised scooter.
Could do that.
Or the downhill section. Downhill. Just push her.
Or 1903, that's incredible. Yeah. Still alive.
Done the sums, have you, Dave?
Oh, got my calculator out.
What did you say, 1903?
1903 she was born.
Seen some action.
Yeah, two world wars and all the rest of it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's incredible.
All right.
Well, bad luck.
Bad luck to her. What about the man who caused a scene at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville? attacking patrons and police officers a personal item. Yeah,
here's the story.
Kid Rock owns a bar in Nashville called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. Male took off his colostomy bag and started swinging it at others. Some units have feces on them.
Hey, if you can't swing your colostomy bag at a live venue, it's a nanny state.
Oh, no, there's rules and regulations. You can't be doing that. Go to the toilet and empty it, not through the bloody
hotel. You're a wuss.
Oh, you want to walk into that bar, do you? Smells a bit near. Honky tonk.
Do they make different brands of colostomy bags?
No,
they're like
sure.
Top end, like Hermé.
I've not like
an Hermé colostomy.
I don't know. We should go shopping. Have a look.
go on a pretty You're woman's like... style. Right. Hey, Peter's on the line. Peter, who's the clown of the week?
Michael Slater.
Why Michael Slater?
Well, mate, he's in the Maldives. Why carry on like a pork chop if he's... Well, he's not in India. He's in the Maldives lapping it up.
That's true. Yeah. So we had this conversation. He's whinged about having to go into quarantine. Mm-hmm. The quarantine is actually in the Maldives.
Maldives, yeah.
So the horror of having to just stay in your bureau ordering room service and diving off your own personal pier.
Turtles into and dolphins. And
poor bugger.
Ian's on the line. Ian, who do you want to clown?
South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Oh, jeez. That is a shellacking. Man. That is, they're having your pants pulled down and, yes. And
smack on the bot-bot.
Smacked on the bot-bot by the storm last night. Did you watch it?
I did, mate, and it stuffed me margin up, it stuffed me chips up, it stuffed the whole shit match.
I don't think anyone would have that in their margin, would they? 50 zip. Yeah. Russell Crowe will be furious.
Oh, Rusty.
He'll be storming around
disgrace.
He'll be storming around the house in his gladiator gear.
That's right.
Wearing a skirt. Looks good in a skirt, Russell.
He does. Got the legs for it.
Remember all the other actors tried it? Because he was doing Gladiator. Yeah. He came out and he just looked
built for it.
Girls went bonkers.
Yeah, they
did. Have a look at that Russell big Crowe. Hunk of spunk in Jeez. A skirt.
Come at me.
And then the others tried it. Brad Pitt and all those. Cleopatra Nifshin.
Nah,
just
right.
looked like a Hollywood star.
Yeah.
Skirt.
No.
And a sarong.
Pair of sandals.
No, okay, good on you, Ian. Gail's on the line. Gail, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to say the two clowns, there's two of them, that tried to break into the car and couldn't drive it because it was a manual.
It was a manual. Oh, you got the story there, Dave?
Yeah, take a listen.
The owner of the car had just arrived home from his job, parked his car in the street and was confronted by two men. They threatened him with a knife and demanded he hand over his wallet and car keys, which he did. He didn't have any cash on him, so the thieves suggested they put him in the boot and drive him to an ATM, but the two offenders couldn't drive a manual car and stalled it a number of times before leaving it in the street and taking off.
That is pretty embarrassing. The slowest police chase in history.
Ridiculous.
Couldn't drive the manual and was stuck in first gear. I think I've told this story before, but when I was at school.
Right.
We went on a music camp. Don't ask me. It's a long story.
Right.
Music camp up at Glen Maggie. And Mr. Kitney was our school teacher. And we had a minibus.
What happened?
And he drove all the kids up there. Well, he thought he was changing gears. But every time he went to do it, all he did was open and close the electronic doors. So we drove all the way to Glen Maggie in like first gear with the doors open.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Gail, you got yourself a brand new car,
Charles. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God, I've been wanting one for years.
Well, it's coming your way, the Karcher Tradie Vac. Yep. It's awesome. Takes whatever your job site can throw at it.
133353, Clown of the Week. Lots of calls for you, Dave.
What for this time?
For not buying cowboy boots in Nashville because they were too expensive.
Well, they were.
Yeah, but you're in Nashville.
Yeah, but you go to the main strip there and they're just looking at the tourists and they go...
Boot scooting.
Yeah, you need to go off...
How much were they?
Oh, about $300-something, I think.
It's not expensive.
Are you kidding?
Come on, mate.
The boots.
Did you get a cowboy hat?
I did not. I got the shirt, though, I wore yesterday.
That is the most disgraceful shirt I've ever seen. Looked like a tea towel from a diner.
Shut up, Whitney. By the way, I'm here to tell you right now, that was the shirt that I interviewed John Bon Jovi sitting on his bed in Nashville at the Hermitage Hotel, locking eyes, looking at his minibar, and that's the treats on the side of things.
Imagine what he would have said. So I like your shirt. If only you had cowboy boots. You look really cool.
By the way, Nashville is an incredible... I'm not the tourist guy, but I'm telling you right now, if you want to go visit a city in the US, go Nashville. It's the best.
All right. Who'd you travel there with? You're on your own?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was on my own.
You carved it up.
What are you talking about?
Did you go boot scooting?
I didn't, but you walk into every hotel and there's live music playing, there's people boot scooting. It's the best. It's awesome.
Is there like the, you know, the mechanical bulls?
Yes, there is.
Did you ever go at that?
I did not, no. Went to the Grand Ole Opry, which is in Nashville, which is a very famous.
Who was playing?
I can't remember now. No one big. I mean, Bon Jovi was playing at Bridgestone Arena. We went to that.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into it. I want to clown some, 1-3-5-3, I want to clown some nerd humor from SpaceX. They got their shuttle back down.
They did.
And there's nothing that gets me more than nerd humor. Okay. I've listened to this.
On behalf of NASA and the SpaceX teams, we welcome you back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
And SpaceX, resilience, it is back on planet Earth and we'll take those miles. Are they transferable?
And Dragon will have to refer you to our marketing department for that policy.
Yeah. Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
They're happy with their own material.
They're scientists.
They've done a set.
They're very, very happy with what's just happened. So
it didn't blow up.
No, it didn't blow
which
up.
Which is quite
incredible.
Unique for them.
Yeah.
Now, Elon Musk is on
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He's the host.
He's going to be stand by for some nerd humor. I've seen the trailer.
Him and Miley, yeah.
Hi, I'm Elon Musk, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Miley Cyrus. And I'm a wild card, so there's no telling what I might do.
Same here. Rules, no thanks.
But it's also the Mother's Day show, so your moms aren't going to be here.
Oh, forget what I said.
Fine, we'll be good-ish. Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
I tell you what,
do you know what? All the nerds are the richest people in the world.
Seems
that's just the price you pay for being cool like me. Like being a cool hottie doesn't get you.
So you're calling yourself a cool hottie.
Amongst other things, yes.
Right.
Yes, guy absolutely.
Smashes down a smoke
bit
alarm.
Bit of himbo action.
He's big himbo. Stick inside and puts tissues
Through
in his
our roll,
ear.
Roll, baby.
And, it's
an orderly queue, ladies. Dinner's on. Now, listen, he's the richest man in the world, but he's a nerd.
Yeah, but he's hosting Saturday Night Live, so
Paul's
that's pretty
on
cool.
the line. Paul, another nerd who's the richest man in the world. Paul, who do you want to clown?
Bill Gates, mate.
Bill Gates for giving away a divorce. Let's just call it.
Poor Mrs. only got $75 billion, mate.
Well, $75 billion is a big divorce. Yeah. It's coming down. What do you reckon, Dave? You're going to give him a catch?
Oh, come on, let's do it again. You got yourself a brand new Karcher back there, Paul. It's the Tradivac takes whatever your job site can throw at it, worth a couple $100s on its way to you, mate. Well done.
Just before we stop, can I clown Ben Affleck?
Oh,
I want to clown Ben Affleck for he's on some. It's a celebrity dating app called Raya, and someone unmatched him, and this is what he had to say.
Okay. Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It's me, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
What's Raya?
Whitney knows all about Raya.
Whitney, what's Raya?
Raya is kind of like an exclusive dating app. So you've kind of got to be either a celebrity or in the industry, in the know a little bit to be part of it.
Why wouldn't I be on that?
Well, you've got to apply and you've got to know two people that are on there. So you need two numbers. So just say I had it. You could say that I knew you and that you were legit.
Oh, so you're on it?
No, I'm not on it, no. But I know people
that
are
on
it. Yeah, I've my girlfriend.
Can you get me on it?
Oh, yeah, I could
Why
try and hook
I
you
on
up.
It?
You'd know plenty of people on there.
I'm
apparently,
a bona fide star.
You'd know plenty of
cool
people
hottie,
on there.
Apparently.
A cool hottie.
Yeah.
Apparently, AFL players, cricketers, NRL, big
Name
big
names.
Players.
Yeah. I want
I'm not
name
names. Name.
Is there, a cone of silence? Is there? Or
well,
is there
they kind of try and keep it.
Keep it on the down low.
Yeah, but people I will name. So my girlfriend Tully Humphrey, she's an Instagram influencer, and she's come across John Mayer in LA.
Oh, no kidding.
John Mayer, he's not exactly hard to get.
Well, he didn't accept Tully. Sorry, Tull. Niall Horan.
What's her story? Why is she on it?
Is she famous?
She's an influencer, and she owns her own activewear label called Tully Lou.
Own an activewear label.
What called what?
43 steps. The number of steps
you actually
I took in the day. We've got to release this range.
Yeah.
I'm an influencer. I've got 72,000 followers. Why aren't I on it?
We'll get you on there. I'll hook you up.
Sake. You've got to get a blue tick first, though, don't you?
Okay, yeah, this conversation.
Oh, you don't know. Lots of fun to be had on the show coming up this week with Glenn Robbins in studio, Jim Jefferies to join us again from Los Angeles, Adam Gilchrist. We've got Lee Sales, Nerilee Meadows, and more. That's coming up this week on Molloy right here on Triple M.